Welcome to the Paid Search Podcast. My name is Chris Schaefer, and I am here to inform you about Google Ads. I'm not here to waste your time. I'm here to make this the best 45 minutes of the day because I'm going to give you a ton of information that you need to know about Google Ads, whether you're a beginner, intermediate, or advanced Google Ads manager. You're managing your own campaign with your own money, you're managing it for someone else, you're working for an agency that manages a whole bunch of accounts. I try and do something for everyone. I have a really interesting topic. If you're new to the show, what I do here is I do a metric of the week. I have a question from a listener, and I do a topical discussion. All three move very quickly, and they're all very different topics. The first topic, metric of the week, is going to be about the status below first page bid. Going to talk about that. It's a very interesting thing. A lot of people always have questions about that. But before I get into it, I want to give you an amazing newsflash. If you're not utilizing the best Google Ads management software on the planet, now is the time to jump on board. The Paid Search Podcast listeners know that Optio.com is the best Google Ads software out there, period. You can get a 2-month free trial of Optio at optio.com/PSP. The link is in the description. If you're watching on YouTube, you're subscribed to the podcast on whatever platform you're watching or listening on, the link will always be there. It's optio.com/PSP, 2-month free subscription. Very briefly, let me tell you why. Because this thing has the missing recommendations that you wish you had in Google Ads. You know how I really don't like Google recommendations? I very often on the show talk about, you know, don't use the Google recommendations because oftentimes they apply very broad changes to your account that look small, but they can be massively destructive in ways that you just may not understand. Optio is like a recommendation system that is your friend, a recommendation system that uses logic and caution, and it is a phenomenal system that you get to understand, if I do this, this is why we think you should do it, and here's the result of what we think you'll get. It's an accountability system so that you, a manager of someone else's account, a manager of your own account, can make these changes and get more done in Google Ads because you have this amazing software guiding you, helping you. Try it out for free at optio.com/PSP. Boom, we're done. We're through the intro, and now we're into metric of the week. Okay. Metric of the week this week is status. When you are looking at a search campaign in Google Ads, you will see a status column. There are multiple different types of statuses that can apply in this column, but the one that I'm going to talk to you today about is called eligible limited. It's going to say eligible, and then parentheses is going to say limited. Specifically, I want to talk about the eligible limited below first page bid. Now, this is something that you would not see unless you are a subscriber of the Chris Schaefer method, which is very much about manual bids, deciding the risk and the bid CPC that you want to place on individual keywords. You would not see this on any automated campaign. You would not see this on a max clicks, target CPA, max conversions, or target impression share. None of those would this show up. This is exclusively for those of you that follow the manual bid strategy, which is primarily what I preach. Now, this particular message is in red. It's big, very bold. It's often very scary, and it makes a lot of people pause And I was talking to someone just yesterday who we were going through their account together, and they said, Chris, I see that warning there. Does that mean I should raise my bid? Because it says below first page bid estimate. And my answer to them very simply was, no, it does not mean you should raise your bid. By default, it should catch your eye and it should make you pause for a moment. But let's go through the factors about why this does not always mean that you raise your bid. And let's talk about why this is even triggered. Why is it there? Okay, so first of all, let's go through the vocabulary. Below first page bid is an old term. I don't know if you guys can remember, just after 2020 ended, way back in 2021, we had, maybe a little bit in 2022, we had this crazy thing where you would scroll to the bottom of Google and then you would have to hit next. Okay, so you have to skip the first 10 organic ranking results on your Google search page and then go to the next 10. First, that whole model was killed out on mobile devices. Now, that model is now killed out on non-mobile desktop, laptop, PC types of pages. So it's gone everywhere. So back in the day, there was a first page, second page, third page, and this was referring to the fact that your ad is not showing up in the first page. Well, the language no longer means that anymore. There is no first page. It's an infinite scrolling world. First page bid is not true anymore. You're never not on first page because first page is it's just there. There's an infinite scrolling situation. So basically, why is it still here? Why is it there? Well, the reason that it's triggering is because your lost impression share due to bids is below an acceptable level decided upon by the Google Ads system. Now listen carefully. I said that it's decided upon by the Google Ads system. It has a built-in tolerance system to say, oh, this keyword isn't showing up enough. Who freaking made you in charge of how often my keyword should show up? Okay, I'll try not to get upset here. Okay, that bugs me. You don't know, Google, how much my keyword should show up. Why is this worth, 10 giant red letters that show up across the status column and what would otherwise be a very uniform page? It just breaks that up and just draws your eyes right to it. Why do you think just because this isn't showing up 60% of the time, 40% of the time, there's some kind of trigger? I think usually if it's sub 30, my estimate, if it's showing up less than 30%, less than 40% of the time, then this is triggered. I think that's usually the way that it's going to happen, particularly with lost due to rank. So when that's triggered, I think it is none of Google's business why I have decided to put my bid at such a level that would restrain those CPCs. But Google instead does tell us this. It decides to tell us when things are not showing up as much, which is understandable. Maybe I wouldn't know that otherwise, and I might think that's all the traffic I can get on that keyword. Okay, I understand Google's point, but it sure is a very bright, scary warning on there for manual bid users. So if you're seeing this, you have to understand it only means that you're not serving on some of the keywords. Most cases, you're probably showing up on a minority of them, but you're just missing a majority of them. Sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes I've seen this trigger when you're only missing 10%, 20%. I don't know why it would even show up on that, but sometimes it does. The whole point of this is to let you know when you see this, do not automatically bid up. This does not mean that you bid up every time you see below first page bid. Don't do that. Don't do that. Google is there to serve Google's needs. You are there to make sure that you're making the right decisions. If you're using manual bids, make sure that you choose the appropriate risk level for each of your keywords. If a keyword is losing 50% of the search impression share and it's not profitable, if it's not driving the right kind of traffic, if there's too much risk associated with the value of the traffic coming from that keyword, do not bid up. Do not increase your bids. There is no reason to do that. Just because you're missing traffic doesn't mean you should just grab the traffic that you are missing. Missing traffic is not necessarily a bad thing. I feel like I need to say that again for the people in the back. You're out running or you're trying to hear my voice falling asleep. I'm going to say that again. I feel like someone needs to hear that. Missed traffic is not a bad thing. Just because you're losing traffic doesn't mean you're failing. The goal of Google Ads first is to spend money on traffic that you want. Then hopefully that leads to conversions. Then you want to optimize and improve those conversions. And then fourth, try and get more and more of those conversions. What I just laid out for you are the four steps of Google Ads management optimization. And that's it. Step one is just to get the traffic that you want. And just because you're not getting all of your money spent, that doesn't mean you're failing, because maybe it's not good traffic. Maybe it's not worth it. So with this status warning, I have to caution you, make sure you don't just take Google's advice on everything. Sometimes losing traffic, sometimes not showing up is what you want. There's a reason why things are high funnel keywords, mid funnel, low funnel keywords. There is risk and value associated with every one of those. And if you are subscribed to the Schaefer method of using manual bids and following the four steps and trying to get the most you can out of your Google Ads campaign, then that's where you want to be. You want to be assessing each risk and making the proper adjustments to your bids appropriate to that risk. So that is section one. That is metric of the week. We're going to move on now to the question section. These are real people from around the world. Today, we're getting a question from Manchester, United Kingdom, a place I can only see pictures and videos because I'm unable to leave my home. For those of you that don't know, I am 650 pounds. I'm just kidding. I just don't like to leave the house. probably shouldn't joke about that. Okay, so a question from Yanni in Manchester. Yanni says, oh, by the way, if you want to send me a question, link is in the description of this episode. It's paidsearchpodcast@gmail.com. paidsearchpodcast@gmail.com, or you can go to paidsearchpodcast.com. Hi, Chris. Been listening for the past 6 months and cannot express just how much knowledge I've incorporated into the way I manage accounts. Thank you so much for that. Oh, thank you, Yanni. Here's a question. I've recently taken on two new clients who have never run Google Ads, a mortgage brokerage and an insurance brokerage. These are very extremely competitive industries with a very high CPC. How would you recommend setting up their accounts with a pretty small budget? Thanks for your help. Keep up the word. Okay. Good question. And I picked this one among several others because I think this is a question many people have. Approaching a highly competitive industry, or even a moderately competitive industry, specifically with low budget, how do you approach it? Well, my typical approach here is the way forward is usually not the best route. There's going to be multiple paths for you to take. And the way forward is going to be where a ton of people are headed down. It's a very wide path. Very wide path with a ton of competitors. It's very crowded, and the toll to get through that area is very high. So what I'm referring to is just obvious mortgage keywords. So things like get a mortgage, or mortgage companies, or get a mortgage quote, right? These are extremely competitive terms with a ton of traffic and a lot of what I call looky-loos, people that are just looking around and they're searching and they're clicking away and they don't know that they just spent $25 of a company's budget in order to just briefly glance at their website and click away. The general public does not know that. And when you venture into this arena, that might have been 2 days worth of budget for you to get that $25 click. That might be it. If you're spending $500 a month, I mean, we're talking, you know, $15 a day. So you may not even be able to afford a click a day. At this route with insurance and mortgage CPCs, it might be 2 days worth of clicks just in one click. And that is a bad way to go. So my suggestion for any industry, whether it's mortgage, insurance, whatever, my suggestion is find those other paths that are not going to have as much volume, but they are valuable nonetheless. It's the same person. So let me describe what these paths look like. I'm not going to tell you exactly what to do. I'm just going to show you the direction and I want you to take it. So path number one off to the side might be higher funnel. It might be searches that include how to or how does or how much or what do kind of searches. Right? It might be question searches. It might be symptom, issue, how to get types of searches. These are very common searches. Of course, they are high funnel for a reason because people are just asking questions on Google and it's not really a good indicator that they're ready to buy anything or call anyone. But they're cheaper. They're cheaper and there's a ton of them and many advertisers purposefully steer away from these, but that might be a cool way to kind of get some traffic and at least start out with something a bit more affordable for a small budget in a very expensive industry. So that's one symptom, how to, interest, question type of searches. Another route might be to go after a subcategory of mortgage. So there are other types of mortgages out there. I am not a mortgage kind of guy, so I'm just going to spin off a couple things that are just off the top of my head. I know there's things like jumbo mortgage. There's things like reverse mortgage. There's certain types of mortgages that you can do. And even a subcategory of that might be mortgage without a paycheck, you know, mortgage. I've done campaigns that had the same issue, Yanni, and it ended up being really valuable for me to go after like this other niche of people who have a problem getting a mortgage approved because they own their own company and they don't have a check coming in, you know, a weekly check that, you know, their income goes up and down. And people will search, you know, how to get a mortgage as a freelance business owner. Yours personally is exactly, yours truly, I think is the term. Yours truly had an issue with that at one point. You know, so there's people out there doing searches like this. That might be something. So it's still the core term, but it's a subcategory of the core term. It's additional subtypes of that, okay? So there's two examples for you. That is how you need to think when you're dealing with highly competitive, low budget, lead generation, e-commerce, you know, whatever. All this applies to search campaigns. You probably cannot afford to go down the well-trodden path in front of you. And that is where the Google system is going to point you. They're going to say, oh, the keywords you need is mortgage firm near me or get a mortgage, stuff like that. That's probably not the place to go. Probably not. Budget is your restricting factor there, and try and be a good steward of the budget that you do have. Show some value there, and then hopefully you get more and you can build it and grow it from there based on the success that you've had in some of the outline areas that you can scrape up some value. So I hope that's useful. Best of luck with your new clients. I love helping new agencies, freelancers out there that are doing Google Ads and kind of building their repertoire of clients. You know, I think that's great. I definitely love to get that kind of question stuff. So now we're moving in to a section that I'm particularly pumped about because I had to contact this company that I'm working for and ask them, may I show something in your account with my podcast listening audience and share your story? And I'm going to share a story. It's October. Halloween's coming. This is a spooky story that you need to stick around for because this is the horror of a Google Ads massacre. This is absolutely terrifying, and I don't want this cautionary tale that I'm going to share with you to happen to you. I'm going to lay out here in a few moments exactly how a company came to be the victim of the Google recommendation automated bid broad match system, and it absolutely destroyed the campaigns that they were trying to generate leads from. I'm going to go into it in just a second, but just to remind you real quick, my sponsor, Optio, wants you to try their software so much that they're going to offer you 2 months free of this software because that's a long time. Honestly, that's 8 weeks. That's a long time. And they want you to try this software. They're so sure that you're going to like it. And honestly, I hear from people all the time. Oh, yeah, I use Optio all the time. People listen to this show. They try it. They love it. It's a regular thing. I promise you, I hear from people all the time. You'll like it. People sing the praises of it all the time. It's optio.com/PSP. Use the chat box down at the bottom of the screen to get a 8-week free trial rather than the measly 4 weeks that everyone else out there gets. Because they don't know this special link. That's opteo.com/PSP. All right. So for this terrifying tale that I'm going to give you, I have to share some screenshots. And I'm going to leave a link in the show notes for you to be able to see a shared Google Doc of these screenshots that I'm going to go through. So be sure and check the description and click on the Google Doc. You can see what I'm looking at now, which is a screenshot of about a year of data from this account. And for those of you that your finger's broken and you can't click a link, I'm still going to describe it. But you know who you are. You didn't click the link. So now I'm going to have to describe it to you. Shame on you. All right, so here it is. This company is located in Texas. They offer home building, commercial building, custom homes, design, remodeling services, large scale, big services. Okay, keep that in mind. We're not talking like, hey, can you put in a new sink in my bathroom? Not that. We're talking $100,000 kind of jobs, okay? Very expensive, whole home remodeling, additions to your house kind of stuff, all right? That's important because it makes this tale even more horrifying than you can imagine. So what I'm looking at here is a screenshot of two campaigns. The campaigns are pretty straightforward. One is labeled residential search and the other is commercial search. They have about $120,000 of spend between the two of them. One has $100,000, which is the residential search, and the other has about $19,000 in the commercial search. So these two have gathered about 40,000 clicks in all. It's getting about a 6 to 7% click-through rate. The cost per click is only about $3 a click. And they're above organic. Their impression top percentage is about 70, 72, 71%. And I'm seeing like 1,200 conversions during this time. Everything I've told you should be great news. Except for one thing, and I'll talk about that in a second. You should have caught one red flag and all that I mentioned. But everything else other than that one red flag sounds amazing. Sounds like, oh my gosh, these guys have got it together. But that's not why we're talking about this company today. We're talking about it because there's a dark secret, and I'm going to be sharing it. Hopefully this is not too scary. I'm not usually scary on my podcast, but I'm really playing up the October Halloween thing. I hope that's okay. Bear with me if you don't like the theme, but hey, it's a one-man show and I gotta be creative. Okay. The red flag that you should have heard. What is particularly scary about the numbers that I quoted is the cost per click. Why the heck would a company who is interested in big, expensive, I mean, we're talking like this company is going to like build homes from the ground up. The homeowners are going to design the home starting on a piece of paper and then fully being finished in a real, you know, 4,000 square foot home kind of thing. Okay. Very expensive jobs. $3 CPCs for traffic like this that converts with 1,200 conversions? Are you kidding me? And they're hitting impression top percentage 71% of the time. How does that work? I have a secret. It doesn't. It doesn't work. There's something drastically wrong here. And I'm going to show you. Let's move to the next slide. So the second slide shows their ad groups. Excuse me. It shows their keywords. So the second slide shows their keywords, and here we go. The first keyword, general contractor. The next keyword, general contracting companies near me. The next one, building a custom home. Fourth one, residential construction company. Fifth one, general contractors near me. It goes on and on, and these are good searches. I like a lot of these. Now, general contractor is a little scary. Not really sure about that. That seems like a kind of obscure keyword. What general contractor, you know, what's the context on that? But a lot of these, you know, building a custom home, general contracting companies near me. Okay, I mean, these sound good. These sound about right. And I'll tell you, the other campaign, this is the residential campaign that I'm referring to. The other campaign, I don't have a screenshot of it, but it is the same kind of keywords. Okay? So, the conversions for general contractor is about $75 per conversion. Wow. I mean, that is great. That is a great conversion. The cost per click is about $350. And out of 1,500 clicks, they've gotten 71 conversions in this time frame for that one keyword. Other keywords have 46 conversions, 15 conversions, 26 conversions. Every keyword has conversions. They don't have any big losers here. There's some that are higher cost per conversion, but largely everything is producing. So again, what keeps nagging me is, why is the cost per click just $3? Why is it $3 a click? Okay. Next, when you're looking at this slide, what is scary for those of you that know what I'm about to show. These are all broad match keywords. General contractor, general contracting companies near me. These are all broad match keywords. That's going to be important in just a moment on the next slide. And here's what I want to show you. This is why there was a disconnect between what Google was showing and what this company was experiencing in profits. Google was showing massive success, conversions just going up, up, up. Yet this company's experiencing an issue with generating more sales, you know, qualified leads. They're not finding in excess based on the number of clicks. As the clicks go up, as their spend goes up more and more, you know, they throw more money at it. They're not experiencing an increase or a value increase. They're not experiencing what Google, what the Google AI, Google interface is telling them they should be getting. You know, hundreds of conversions should be coming through, which is a big deal for a construction company. You know, I mean, this, you know, one job is a big job here. Lead generation of a very valuable scale. So what's wrong? Well, moving to the third slide, ladies and gentlemen, this is the scariest part. Cue the woman screaming, you know, this is the horror. This is the horror. The top search term, and let me stop here. Search term is what people actually type into Google. So in this slide, you will see on the left, you'll see search terms and you'll see keywords. And what I'm showing on the third slide is the keyword general contractor. General contractor down the line. I'm filtering just for general contractor search terms. I told Google, show me all, and I filtered for general contractor keyword. Show me the search terms for those. If you're looking at the slide, you see it right away. The very first highest search term that they have been paying for is Espanol cement contractors. The next one is professional earthwork company in the USA. The third one is home remodeling. The fourth one is general contractor. The fifth one is excavating company near me in the USA. Now, this doesn't sound too bad, but here's the truth of it. Here's what you need to understand. For those that don't understand Google Ads, you must understand that this company did not pay thousands of dollars for searches on general contractor. They paid for all of these hundreds and thousands, and I'm only showing about 10 or 15 of these search terms, hundreds and thousands of search terms that come from the keyword. You don't pay for clicks on a keyword. You pay for clicks on an ad that are triggered by a search term. So this company was not paying for general contractor traffic. They were paying for Espanol cement contractors. And I'll tell you right now, if you don't think that's a bad search, you haven't been in this industry. That is a crap search. Just to lay it out clear, that is crap. You will not get the kind of jobs you want in this kind of thing that this client's going for with searches like that. You're definitely not going to get it with professional earthwork company. Someone wants you to dig a pond with that search. Someone wants you to help fill in a hole in their pasture or get some, you know, fill in a low area behind their house. This is crap traffic. This is why the CPC is so low. Because the keywords are generating junk for this client. And you say, well, Chris, how are there thousands of conversions happening here? How is that possible? It's because, and this is what I found out. You don't know this until you speak to the company and understand what's happening, but this company is getting job applications filled out. They were tracking job applications. They were tracking phone calls that are coming in. And these phone calls, sure, they're calling, but it's junk leads. It's worthless leads. Maybe they're even filling out the form, but this is not the kind of people they need to reach. Sure, it's leads, many of them are just people looking to become a contractor and work for this company somehow. They're not paying money for that. That's not what they want. They want clients. They want leads. They want to build new houses. They want remodeling contracts. If you're not looking at the slide, there's other things in here. Home Remodeling Mexico, paving company in Texas, construction nearby hiring. I mean, there it is right there. Construction nearby hiring. This is junk. This is junk. And this is the horror that a automated bid broad match campaign can bring you. You set up conversions, you pick some keywords, you pick the automated bid system. It will get you traffic. It will likely get you conversions, but it may not get you clients. It may not get you sales. That's not the guarantee here. The guarantee is that the numbers will go up. You'll spend money. You'll get traffic. But if you're not accountable for what's happening in your account, if you don't know that the keyword is not what you're spending money on, you're spending money on the traffic that is clicking on the ad, you're spending money on the search terms that people are actually typing, if you don't know that, you could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on wasted traffic. Let's go to the last slide. This is another keyword. You say, Chris, surely it wasn't all bad. Well, I got news for you. Even the keyword, general contracting companies near me, still did not generate qualified traffic. So fourth and final slide. I'm looking at general contracting companies near me. That's the keyword. And here we go. Down the list, the search terms that I'm looking at. Español cement contractors. Roof replacement near me. Best kitchen renovation company near me. Okay. That one's not bad. That one's not bad. Construction contractors. Maybe, but probably not. Roofing contractors nearby. No, this company is not interested in roofing. Roofing anything is out. They do big jobs. They want big jobs. Kitchen remodel near me, right? Okay, that's okay. That's okay. But these are a few wins among thousands upon thousands of wasted clicks. And I share all of this with you because I want you to avoid this. And I do the podcast with no compensation to me for what I share here. I do this because I'm trying to lift the Google Ads marketplace. I'm trying to help you get more out of Google Ads. Many of you listen to this podcast because you've accepted a new job. You've started Google Ads for your own business. You're trying to learn. And I want to caution you about falling into this hole of just following the recommendations, following just whatever seems easiest. I hope that all of you have a great day. I appreciate you listening to this show. If you like to reach me for further help with Google Ads, I can be reached at chrisschaefer.com. I offer live consulting services through Zoom. I can help you with your account live, or I offer management services, but that is limited to only the clients that I accept. So I will say that. Thank you so much. Even if you don't reach out to me or do anything else, at least leave a positive review wherever you're listening. A thumbs up on YouTube, a 5-star rating on your app that you're listening on. That's all I ask. Thank you so much. Have a great day. I'll catch you next time.